pandemic has caused large numbers of Americans to voluntarily quit their jobs. And so there is a spotlight on the development of soft skills. It's forcing America's education and training to shift from K-12 to post-secondary. We must reconsider how we prepare individuals for jobs and careers and reconnect those that feel displaced. So how do we achieve this? How do we build a pathway to opportunity while at the same time target flourishment of human connectivity? The famous soft skills. So today on the FutureX podcast, we welcome back one of the true leaders in higher education, Chancellor Stephen Gonzalez, to discuss this very issue. Let's go to our moderators for today, Denise Broder and Christine Lucer.
One thing I've often thought about is the fact that I think that our network of, I believe it's about 1,200 odd community colleges that are like a web across the country, are the unsung jewel of the future of work. And I just don't think that community colleges have had their day yet. So me looking forward, I think community colleges are going to play a much more significant role in the way that we reskill our nation, which has to happen at a rapid pace. So put a pin in that one. I think that's going to bubble up in the future. My question is very specifically in relation to the soft skills training. So the World Economic Forum regularly comes out with their prediction of the highest skills in demand. And the top three right now center around complex problem solving, critical thinking, and creativity, and other very human nature skills. So my question is this: if we need to think about how do we truly prepare our workforce to be ready for the future of work, it can't only be in academic orientation. So these soft skills apply as much to a nurse, as to a civil engineer, as to an accountant. So I guess my question is, thinking towards the future and preparing our national workforce to be future fit and future ready, is there a line of thought around including these soft skills trainings into the fabric of all our academic coursework as it relates to preparing our workforce?
Well, thank you for your question and your thoughts. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of our curriculum that we offer attempts to build into soft skills. In addition to the credit hour programs that we offer, we also offer clock hour programs. And so instead of it, you know, if you're not familiar with clock hour, most associate's degrees are 60 to 66 credit hours. If you want to be a machinist, for example, let me use another example. If you want to be a cosmetologist, we have a clock hour program where you complete 1,300 to 1,600 hours of study, and you're immediately in the lab setting and also learning. So you get that lab and didactic setting through the program. Now, we still find that that's not enough. You know, I was meeting with some industry leaders, and one of them is high tech industry, who was just saying what you're saying. You know, we don't have an issue with the level of preparation our students have when they come to us. They understand what we're doing, and they understand the work that's in front of them. They seem well educated, but there's the basic things, like if I'm going to be sick, if I'm not going to go to work today because I'm sick, I got to remember there's somebody I need to call at work to let them know. Really basic. Or, you know, once you get into that workspace, there are elements to being a team player and being respectful and, you know, staying away from the water cooler and gossiping with other employees about so-and-so. The soft skills of what it takes to be a successful team player and a true contributor to the organization. Well, I shot back with, we get that, we understand that, and we're doing some of these things, but as long as all we're doing is talking about them in a classroom and they're surrounded by other students, then it's just really, it's hypotheticals and theoreticals up to that point. Why don't we increase the number of ways that our students can enter the workforce much sooner, so that that laboratory experience, and at least as a student, if they're working with you as an intern or in an externship opportunity, or just simply experiential learning opportunity, that if they do some of the behaviors that you're referring to, that it's part of the learning experience, that you can pull them aside and say, look, this is what's expected if you're going to be an employee here. That way it isn't something that's getting into their personnel record. They're not being reprimanded and they're not facing the potential loss of a job. At the end of that experience, if you decide that they've improved and you'd like to hire them based on that, great. If not, then you're making a decision and you're also not, we're not putting a black mark on a new student who perhaps has lost a job because they didn't know how to behave in the workplace. They really liked that idea, and that takes a lot of work and a lot of coordination. And it was leading me to think that for Maricopa, with those 200,000 students that Matt mentioned earlier, we probably need a bold goal that just says every single student that comes to Maricopa is going to leave with an experiential learning experience. And if you're a marketing major, maybe we find an opportunity for you to work inside our marketing office here in a district or at the college level. Maybe we find a firm that's willing to take in. It just needs to be a day's experience. But if it could be 6 months or a year, maybe even better.
Yeah, and I love that. I know, Christine, you have a follow-up, but I had to just step in here and just, you know, for me, you know, I do run a consulting firm. And Dr. Gonzalez, you and I have talked about how do we allow the two-year student or the adult learner who's coming back for something, how do we get them exposed to the work that we're actually providing into market? So it's something that I think community colleges can do really effectively, and I'm really committed to potentially working with you and other community colleges. I'm a big believer that community college market is going to serve many more students in a different, diverse way, in a personalized way as we move forward. So, Christine, I know you had a follow-up, and then I'm going to see if Reed is available. If not, we do have Reed's question. Go ahead, Christine.
So I love the point you just made about getting people out there into the workforce and learning in the flow of work kind of in this safe space. And the thing that occurs to me is that there's actually a competitive advantage for community college to do this over the four-year degree, where there is an assumption that surely they'll get jobs, so we don't need to do that job training. So I'm wondering if you're thinking about that in the same way, that it's not just, okay, this is good for our students, but this is actually a strategic competitive advantage that other schools are missing at the moment because they assume that people leave with the skills. I think I saw something that 98% of college administrators believe that their students are prepared for the workforce. 40% of students actually feel prepared, and 11% of employers think that people are prepared. So are you building that into your strategy as that big audacious goal?
Well, the big audacious goal hasn't been set, but it would definitely need to have a strategy that undergirds the work. I'll just say this. I'll admit this. At our systems level, we lack the ability to coordinate across all 10 colleges that sort of goal. Now, that doesn't mean that our 10 independently accredited colleges in the Maricopa system aren't doing what you just asked to some degree, because I know we were doing this while I was serving as president at Gateway. Again, not to the level that we wanted, but at least we started some of that groundwork. So if there's going to be that sort of goal, then that means that I'm probably going to need to have an office here that's dedicated entirely to that work, staffed with some folks that can be out drumming up the interest in a meeting with some of these corporations or small companies that are willing to work with us in this space. There would definitely need to be a strategy involved in that. I just don't know what that is off the top of my head.
That would be fun if you're like, yes, and here's the plan I just came up with. No, I think I'm enjoying the fact that it kind of flips the mental model that four-year degrees are this thing that students get and then surely they'll get a job. But there does seem to be a disconnect between that and I suspect that a lot of people who run four-year colleges aren't as aware of that. So it does give this really big opportunity, I think, for community colleges to step in and fill that. And then those graduates are the ones that have the work experience and show up professional. And that becomes a systematic change of a really large scale.
On January of 2020, Dr. Stephen R. Gonzalez assumed the role of interim chancellor for the Maricopa County Community College District, one of the largest community college systems in the nation, serving nearly 200,000 students with the support of 10,000 faculty and staff across 10 colleges. He has nearly 25 years of instructional and administrative experience in higher education. He served as the 8th president of Gateway Community College, one of the 10 Maricopa community colleges. Dr. Gonzalez has served on the National Community College Hispanic Council as an executive board member, the Community College Survey of Student Engagement as a member of the Board of Directors, the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities, the National Institute of Staff and Organizational Development, and the Arizona Post-Secondary Education Board of Commissioners. He has recently published an article in the New Directions for Community Colleges Journal. This episode was recorded live on Clubhouse. Check us out at the Future X Tribe. It was produced by the Future X Tribe, Beyond Academics, and BNEX Global. Executive Director and Chief Moderator, Matt Alex. Edited by BNEX Global Media. Our music is by David Cutter. I'm Hector H. Lopez. We'll see you next time as we continue our discussions with the higher ed changemakers on the FutureX podcast.